Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. To prime y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The razz everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash in me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. To pump the system with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there joining me here live in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to everybody out there, and welcome to The Remix. It's Sunday night, October the 6th, 2013. And it is so good to be in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines. I do want to let you know that the chat room is open, so you are certainly free to go in the chat room. The Remix family is getting themselves situated there and in the chat room as well. Kali Mar is in the chat room, and quite a few others are in the chat room. I believe Sister Munya is there. And let me kind of move some things around. The rest of the Remix family is in the chat room. So peace and greetings to you guys, and definitely, definitely see you guys in the chat room. And if you don't know how to get over there, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and you can get yourself in. Now, you can also call in to get on the phone lines as well, too. And the number is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. And if you're calling international, and by the way, greetings to all of our international family out there listening live to the share. Depending on what part of the world you're in, what continent you're on, good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day it is in your world, just hoping you had plenty of sunshine and just lots of love in your life. And you can bring yourself on over and, you can come on over and join us chat, or you can call the U.S. country code 64 and then dial 646-652-2711. Tonight, you want to get on the phone lines. We will be taking your calls, or I'll be taking your calls tonight. Probably doing some readings here tonight, doing a little bit of talking here tonight. Tonight's share, I'll take you there. And definitely, we're going to go there. So, you're going to want to get yourself on the phone lines tonight. I see that Esther is in the house, so big ups to Esther. And by the way, if you guys did not catch the show on Friday night, Esther and Mr. Anderson was able to put some green magic on us, and it was an amazing share. That share, as well as all the Remix shares, are available. You can go over to iTunes and you can download it on iTunes. Don't forget, you guys, there is the Remix app for those of you who have smartphones and other smartphone devices that have apps on the Android market. You can actually go over and just Google the Remix Radio and with Miss Blue, and you'll see the epic, infamous Remix logo that is there. And you can download that and that Remix logo, and you can take it with you, and you can, you can listen. You can listen live. You can listen through the apps. You can share your energy with me. You can do all kinds of cool, great, real jazzy stuff. inside that app as that. So welcome everybody to the remix. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. We're going to be, yeah, I'll take you there tonight. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be talking, doing all kinds of stuff. I just want to say, I want to kind of give a big shout out to Brother Bilal and everybody who's self-invested, because we are doing the Mastermind series. And I can't tell you, I got so many emails from brothers and sisters who's a part of the self-invested group, and how much you guys really loved the share on Saturday night. We kicked off the Mastermind series, which we're going to be doing the whole month. And it was amazing. I had so much fun. I thank you guys for all the love you sent to me and Brother Bilal, just for enjoying the share that we did in the Mastermind. And so more is to come. And so for those of you out there that want to find out more about becoming self-invested and what all the talk is about being self-invested, all you have to do is look at the show notes, and you can also email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and we'll send you all the information about self-invested for how less than or just around $15 a month you can have access to some of the best information that is available in the universe. And really interact with like mind soul group. We are really doing some work on the soul group grid, and they are so many amazing brothers and sisters in the self-invested group. It literally blows our mind every time we hear them speak. It really is a give and receive opportunity, and just so many amazing things to come. So just excited about that. And just glad to have the self-invested group. Also, want to give lots of love. This week, last week was just like, it was so life-changing in so many ways. The priestesshood, oh my goodness, love to all the sisters in the priestesshood. We had a blast. Literally, we had a blast. And I know that blast opened up so many portals in the cosmos out there of coming together with our magic and all the sisters in the priestesshood. So I just want to send some love out to the sisterhood, the priestesshood, all of the sisters in there, because they bring so much every single week. And, of course, to all of you remixers, you guys bring so much. And I love hearing all of your stories. It's so many of you that's going to be coming on the show soon. Got some lineups that's getting ready to come, and I'm so excited about that. We're all growing. We're all evolving. We're all just doing our work, growing up here on Earth and doing it the very best that we can. And so I just want to kind of send some big kudos out to you guys in Remix Land, too, because so many of you have told me about your schedules and how you don't get to hear the show sometimes as much as you would like live, but you do download, and that's amazing as well. And then you always send some great feedback, and that does my heart well. Don't forget, I want to thank everybody who downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I think it's time, especially since we're in the fall season. I'm definitely going to make some time to do something special. I don't know when, you guys, because it's so much going on, and I know you guys have so much going on too, but I'm going to do something special for the Know Your Magic people, so we can all get together, that little special soul group, everybody who has the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and do something together like we kind of did last year, and just do something special for that. And also, don't forget, it is time, it is Sunday night, so the order for the Kim decks go in. And yes, we have been getting your orders all week, and I know you guys are also excited, and I'm excited, Sismanya's excited, we're all excited. Every time somebody gets a Kim deck in their hand, because that is just a way, another tool for you to begin, just like the Know Your Magic audio workbook, to tap into your magic, to keep you current into what's going on in your life, and just to attune you. It filters out the ego. It filters out the chatter. It filters out, you know, these distractions that are here in the world, and it really gets down to the heart of the matter, and it helps you to attune to that energy on such a very high frequency. So I love it so much. So every time I see and I go over to www.missblueblast.com, and I see that someone has downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, or someone has purchased the Kim deck. It is a hooray for the universe, because I know that we are sending out frequencies and we are sending out energy out there that is just really helping ourselves and others and just evolving the consciousness that exists on the planet. So that's just a great thing. I want to give a big shout out to Chastity, the other sister who works with me, and Tia. I know she's out there listening. Just send love to you guys for just supporting and being a part of the Remix group and working closely with me and just working with me, because that can be a challenge. Just working with me, that could be a challenge. Don't I know? I'm working with me every day growing up on Earth. So peace and love to you guys out there in Remix Land. It is so good to have everybody here on Sunday night. It's no place I'd rather be than right here. Football tonight, so I know that's the big thing on everybody's chest, or most of us' chest tonight. Hopefully your team was out there doing some good things. Doing some good things, or they was out there doing some of the things that Dallas was out there doing. Whew, I don't know, Romo. I don't know, Romo. But big ups, big ups. We had lots of winners out there. In fact, everybody who got out to fulfill their passion and got on the floor, or got out there to go do something, is definitely a winner. Because how do they say, or how my mother used to tell me, it's not about who wins or loses, it's about how you play the game, you know. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. I am over here drinking some tea. Got me a little bit of cosmic oil going on in my body tonight, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do something very, very different here, and I'm excited about this. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then after we listen to some Baby Blue, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to some music. And I want to thank Esther, because you guys, the Remix family, you're always putting me on to some really, really hot shit, like just some stuff that you know I'm a love. And that I'm going to vibe with, and that I'm just going to be, I'm just going to be enjoying. And I really enjoy what we're getting ready to be listening to tonight. First, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to do a little something different. We're not really going to dance tonight, not just yet, but we are going to dance. We're definitely going to do that. We're going to get up, but we're going to be dancing. We're going to do a cosmic, interbody dance. So we're really going to wake up the cells in our bodies, and we're going to move the energy from an internal perspective and project that energy out. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And we'll be dancing from the inside out. So we're going to be doing a cellular dance. We're going to be dancing at the cellular level and moving this energy, this frequency from our soul level. And it's going to be through vibrations, something I love, that cosmic vibration and energy that flows through our body. And I was listening to this pretty much all day today. Like, it just really put me in a zone. I could feel the energy, the vibration, the flow, and everything move through my body. And it's so important that we begin to engage ourselves and be able to do this again. So we'll be able to move this. And yes, if you want to do it naked, by all means, you know, the Know Your Magic audio workbook talks about naked time. So I'm a big fan of let's get naked and naked time and do that. It's however you want to do it. I say don't scare the neighbors. I say don't scare the neighbors, but, you know, do what you do, because we're going to do it anyway, right? Huh? Yeah. All right, you guys, let me hold it together. Peace and greetings to you guys. It's so good to have everybody in the house tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to say peace and greetings to all of our guests out there listening. If you're in the chat room and you're a guest and joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. All you have to do is click link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in. Come in the chat room. The Remix family make you feel right at home and welcome. And we're just glad to have you here. I want to say thank you. You guys sent me so much love from all over the world this week. And it was really heartfelt. And so I'm thankful for that. Very, very thankful for that. And so I am just so glad that you guys sent me love and sent me your thoughts from all over. It's always appreciated, never overwhelming. And so I thank you for, you know, taking time out of your day to think about me, Miss Blue. That means a lot. It really does. It touched my heart. And so know that you can never send too much love, and I certainly send love back to you. So here we go. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. Yeah, I got to get the Baby Blue in. Yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ain't that the truth? If nothing else moves you, life will. So here we go, guys. We're going to get ready to do some cosmic movement here. And as we get ready to do the cosmic movement, you can stand up if you want, if that makes you feel more comfortable. Certainly stand up, you know, wherever you are to stand up. It makes you feel more comfortable to stand. You can sit down, too, or if you're laying down. However, it makes you feel, you can certainly do that. You know, I want you to be comfortable in your body, and we'd be wherever we are inside our face and inside our body. It's an opportunity for us to become present. So many times, you know, we're thinking about things of the past or we're thinking about things of the future, and very rarely do we take an opportunity to just make ourselves present and be present in the moment. So that's what this is about here. I'm breaking up a little bit. Okay. So hopefully that works a little better. Maybe that's it. Is that a little better? There's a lot going on back here. So hopefully that's better. Hopefully that's better. Let me not do that. Let's see if that's a little better. Is that a little better, you guys? If it's better, please let me know. I know y'all are quick to let me know. No, it's not better. Oh, no, I may have to drop Facebook because it always does it to me. It does, you know, or it could be that Baby Blue over there. It could be that Baby Blue over there playing, you know, playing Grand Theft Auto online. Oh, my goodness, God. That's a whole nother story. But, so we're going to do that. Let's see if you guys can hear me any better now. Let's see if you can hear me better. Yeah. Okay. It's better. Beautiful. You got that. That's trying to make it better every second, every moment. I promise you that. I promise you. All right. Okay. So some say it's better, some say it's not. I guess I can't please everybody. So let's see. Okay, you guys. So we're going to get ready to do what we do. We're going to do this. And then we're going to get ready. Nah, it's still bad. All right, guys, just a second. I guess we're going to have to play some other music until we can work this out. All Be right back. By the Staple Singers. The Staple Singers and Pops, and I'll Take You There. That is the name of the show tonight. And woo, I needed to hear that. I don't know about you guys, but that just kind of makes me kind of well up a little bit and also want to cry. I love that song so much. It does something to my spirit. And it's one of my Save Me songs, and it just feels so good to hear it. I'll take you there. All right, you guys, peace and greetings. Welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And that's much better. We're going to get ready to do something a little different here. And different is good. Different is good. We're going to get ready to really kind of move ourselves on an energetic cellular level. And that's what's so magical about when we start to talk about healing, when we start to talk about clearing, when we just start to talk about moving our energy around and just, you know, really just kind of tapping into that energy at a very, very cellular level. It really feels good to be able to do that. And so much of our day, so much of our lives, we spend in the past, in the future. We don't spend in the present. This is an opportunity for you to just kind of center yourself. I know most of you have been watching football today or running around with your children or running around with your family and friends. And this is a time for you to just kind of center yourself, even if it's just for a moment, as we get ready to just get into, you know, you can make this a part of your spiritual practice. And this just kind of helps to center you if your energy is kind of out of balance or a little nervousness going on. A lot of us have a lot of life situations taking place at this particular time. You can definitely, just kind of bring yourself back a little bit. So this is what we're going to be doing. You can sit comfortably, like I said. You can lay yourself down if that's what you want to do. You can get up if you want, whatever it is, however you feel comfortable. That's what I want you to begin to do. Remember, we're going to be going internal. So I want you to just allow the vibrations, and I want you to just allow the flow, the energy, just to kind of radiate through you. And I want you to begin to tap into that energy on a cellular level. In fact, if you really, really just kind of allow yourself to get into this vibe, you will be able to see yourselves. And I want you to just follow the energy throughout your body and any place where it's tense, any place where maybe you're feeling uncomfortable or any place where maybe the energy just seems to be spinning out of control. You can find that particular place within you and just kind of bring in love and light and healing and just see it go down to core cellular level in your body and just watch it transcend itself all through you. And so we're going to be listening to a particular vibe that's called What's Calling Me. And I want you to not focus on absolutely nothing. If your mind starts to wander, it's okay. You know, really give yourself permission to say, it's okay to wander. It's okay to be thinking about what I got to do tomorrow. It's okay to be thinking about something else, but I want you to gradually bring yourself back. You know, just kind of keep yourself inside of your body and just be present with that moment and just allow things to flow through you, you know, just allow them to flow in and allow them to flow through you. And so here we go. Thank you. know about you guys, but that was a serious charge there. Wow. Yes, yes. That was by Flocka. And that's called What's Calling Me. And yeah, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. I hope it was for those of you who did do it. Yeah. Just really feeling that energy as it begins to just kind of flow through your body. To give you some other ways that we can begin to work with tunes and vibrations and frequencies. You know, that was beautiful for those of us who can be in touch and be inside of our bodies and work with that energy. So peace and greetings to everyone out there, and definitely so glad to have you guys here joining us here live in the remix. Going to give some international shouts out to everyone who's out there listening live. We have Australia listening live in the house tonight. We also have Italy in the house tonight. We have the British Virgin Islands in the house. Indonesia is listening live in the house tonight. We have Guyana listening live. South Korea is here. Suriname, Madagascar is listening. South Africa is listening live. We have Belgium in the house. Egypt is here with us listening live. Jamaica is listening live. The Netherlands is here listening live with us in the house tonight. We also have Saudi Arabia. We also have Japan is listening live with us tonight. Germany is listening in the house tonight. We have Switzerland in the house tonight, as well as the Netherlands, Canada, and the UK all listening live. So glad to just, wow, have everybody here. International listeners listening from all over the world. It's a couple of countries. I can't say the name. South Africa, different parts of Africa. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. And it's so good to have you in the forum tonight listening for us. Tonight, we're going to be talking about I'll Take You There, which is really a metaphor for, yeah, I'll take you there. That's what I do. You guys know that. That's a big part of my work of coming to the planet. It's really helping to take you there. My intention is definitely to get you right back to that place of pure love, and doing that by tapping into your records, tapping into your energy field, and really just assisting you with growing up on Earth and knowing your magic and doing it in a beautiful way. So we're going to be doing live readings here tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, and we'll go from there. So we're going to go to the phone lines to see who is there. Oh, my goodness. So many of you are on the phone lines. I'm just going to kind of jump around here a little bit and just kind of pick somebody. I'm calling in, it looks like, from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Rahul Bad, this is Khonsu Hotep calling again from the northern neck of Virginia.
Rahul Bhatt to you, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing my best.
Beautiful. So what's good for you this evening?
Just had a really good night, went down to the beach and watched the sunset, and there's like this little tiki bar right by the beach I went to afterwards, and watched the Broncos beat the Cowboys.
You just had to say that for the Cowboy fans, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really a big football fan. I like the Ravens, but it was I liked the game. It was mm-hmm. pretty exciting. It was a high scoring game, not much defense.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to really kind of peek in at the game too much, but I did see that 48-48, and then next thing you know, like, my Twitter was blowing up and everybody was saying Romo, Romo, Romo. So I said, let me go see what the heck Romo done did.
Yeah, it was a nice way to kind of cap off the weekend. I got to, you know, relax at the beach and then sit at the bar with a few friends and just watch the game. It was relaxing.
Okay, beautiful. And so what's so for you tonight? What did you press 1 and get on the line for me for?
Well, I wanted I called last week about past life experiences,
mm-hmm.
and I remember something that you said. Well, I remember everything you said. I tried to, because I really enjoyed our talk.
I really hope you do, because I certainly, you know, it's gonna
yeah,
be a little.
Yeah, no. But one thing in particular really resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Something you said, kind of along the lines of. When we discover these past lives that we live, we have to keep in reality and realize that we aren't who we were in that past life, living in this life.
That's true. That's true.
So I kind of want to give you a little bit more information of what I was feeling, and then ask a question from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, go right ahead.
Right on. So about, I don't know, I'd say like three to four months ago, I just really started getting these strong feelings. Like in a previous life, I was a pirate or some sort of merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And while I had one day where I was actually at a previous job, and I had a really strong feeling, and I was working with someone that I knew. Knew that I could be open with enough to share something like that with. And I said to him, you know, I really feel like in a previous life I was a pirate. And once I said that, you know, a couple moments went by, and it just more feelings came to me, like, well, I don't want to take up the whole show, but so I researched who I thought I could have been. And it turns out, almost all the feelings that I had, all these intuitions that I had, they checked out. You know, they were, the more research I did, the more I dived into it, the more I just, you know, kept getting more, you know, facts to reassure my feeling.
Okay.
And I think that it turns out that the area that I'm living in now was frequented by a lot of pirates back in like the 18th century and before that. And there's rumors of there being buried treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I told you last week I lost my job the month before, and I've been kind of going out doing more of my own independent thing. I've started a few small businesses, and I'm happy doing that. You know, I'm generating enough revenue that I can live, you know, I can get my bills paid and still have enough to, you know, go out and celebrate a little bit. But I think anyone can relate when I say, you know, rich or poor, it's always nice to have money. My question is, do you think it's possible for me in this current lifetime, just like I picked up feelings of who I was in a previous lifetime, to possibly be able to channel that feeling or channel that previous life energy and have almost like a psycho geometric experience where maybe I can go to a place and touch an object or search for something knowingly yet unknowingly be able to tell myself in this life, you know, hey, here might be where some treasure is buried.
Well, you know, when it comes to is it possible, I'm the type of girl that believes everything is possible.
Right on.
I tell you that everything is possible. I would like to challenge you to go a little deeper here with me, though, and know that you're not truly searching for treasures. But certainly you don't need my permission or anybody's permission to go do that. You said you did some research and you already went to go look, and you see that that was a place where pilots frequent a lot, and possibly there was buried treasure. So I'm quite sure that there's a lot of people who go on expeditions and come to that area and begin to search for treasures.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Now, when it comes to could you go back, of course, I take people and I do sessions all the time. To date, I've done probably close to 15,000 readings at this particular point, and we do it all the time. So you can travel back to those particular past lives. You can do the research in this life and you can go find it. The question, the higher question to begin to ask yourself and challenge yourself for the growth of your soul is what is your divine purpose for doing this? Because I want you to understand that when you're searching for this treasure, immediately when I get into your energy is beautiful, by the way. Your energy is flowing, but one of the things that it is not doing is that your aura fields are very tightly close to you, which tells me that you keep yourself very much guarded. You're very much guarded. Very guarded from this particular world. And this is not something you should do because your energy really is meant to expand. And a big part of what makes you thrive more than anything is to be in the presence of people and just have people around you helping them and them helping you. And that is what truly makes you thrive. I want you to understand that the treasure that you're looking for is yourself. And that's what your higher self is saying, and that's what your spirit guides are saying. That treasure that you're on, that treasure hunt that you want to go search for, that you want to go look for, is you. You're the treasure. You haven't discovered it. So it's time that you begin to start looking at yourself as that treasure, as that piece that was from the past that is now here in the present, and you're discovering yourself all over again. That's what you're doing. You're finding out more things about yourself that you have never known. You've never really understood about yourself and really haven't given yourself permission to really kind of explore that far, that deep into you. And so that's where you're going to find the true treasure. And that's going to be worth more than gold, more than any treasure that you can dig up, that you can find. It's really about you going within.
Yeah, I've kind of heard that a lot in my life growing up, especially. I heard it from, you know, family and educators, you know, teachers at school and stuff. They always kind of said, you know, you're not working up to your potential.
Well, I'm not going to say you're not working up to your potential because I think you are working up to your potential. In fact, you are your potential. I don't think it's a question of that. I'm not an educator. I'm not a family educator, not in this role that I play here, Miss Blue, that I'm doing. No.
Right.
I'm a part of your soul group, but I am not your family. What I am telling you is from energetically reading your divine blueprint, and this is what your higher self is saying. So everyone else has no other choice but to echo back to you what you already know.
Hmm.
We have no other choice. That is what is seen there. So really, one of the things that I would definitely recommend that you do is to, you know, really sit down and do some free writing. Write yourself a letter. Use your non-dominant hand to ask the question. Use your dominant hand, excuse me, to ask the question. And then use your non-dominant hand to answer it. And then go back to read it. Because, see, when you use your non-dominant hand, it's going to immediately tap into your creative part of your soul energetically. And it's going to be able to pull out that true treasure for you.
What so write it with
any kind of question that comes to you. So you can sit, you can ask a question that you want to know, and then write it with your dominant hand. And then with your non-dominant hand, I want you to answer the question. You're an excellent channeler if you can sit still enough with your own energy. But your challenge is that you're still searching outside of yourself.
Right. Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, the search is within. The search is within, my brother. It really is. It's about living from the inside out, not the outside in. But yeah, I would love for you to do that and then come back and share. You have amazing stories there, and I'm glad that I could assist you on that journey of your past life and then also giving you this confirmation here and seeing what else amazing that you come up with and that you're able to channel.
Right on. Much love. Thanks a lot, Blue.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hold line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 623. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. My name is Asha, and I'm calling in from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, greetings, Asha, one of my favorite places, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Nice,
well, it's been pretty good to me, too.
Yeah, nice and hot and dry out there. I love the weather in Phoenix.
Yes, very much so, but I do love the weather.
Yes.
And thank you so much for offering another informative, high-spirited show. I hadn't had a chance to listen in quite some time. But I was determined to get in tonight, and because I had a pressing question concerning some recent events that's been happening. Tell me.
Okay. I will definitely do my best. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I recently lost my oldest sister. And I had to travel back to St. Louis, Missouri, which is where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of different spiritual things were happening to me there.
Yeah.
It was very overwhelming for me.
I'm sure, yeah.
But I'm pretty proud of myself of holding it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't able to stay for her funeral. Mm-hmm. Because one part of me didn't think that I would be going there for her passing. I was going there to see her because I knew that she was terminally ill.
Yes, yes.
And I thought, okay, well, I can get a ticket now because I just started school. I'm doing really well. I didn't have a lot of funds that I was working with. And so I thought, okay, well, I can just continue to save and then I'll go in October. But something kept pressing me. Ancestor spirits, go to your sister.
Right,
so I'm glad
right.
I did because the doctors had given her 3 months. Then they said 2 months, but she only lasted 2.5 days.
Yeah. She was ready.
So,
she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, she was definitely ready, and I felt that, and I'm so grateful that I am spiritually in tune that way. To know that when the spirit speaks, you move.
So
my question.
Yes, ma'am.
On the day of her wake, there was a lot of, and I'm sure you and all of the listeners can identify with, some of family turmoil. And it always seems to come out during times like this.
Yes.
And I was trying to get to the wake on time because I had made a DVD of her life and all that she was and represented. And we had to get there early so that they could set that up so that there wouldn't be no surprises when it starts showing when people start arriving. Well, a relative of mine kind of took their time, you know, and it was really starting to bother me a great deal because a lot of things had been happening and I was like, okay, I'm just going to step outside for a minute. Because I just, unfortunately, you know, I wanted to go outside and just get away from her. When I went outside, there was this flower lying right at my feet. It was a beautiful white flower with not a blemish on it. And it came out of nowhere. I looked around the perimeter of where she lived, and there was no other flowers there like that. It didn't just blow from someone's balcony or something, so I picked it up. And I thought, oh, my God. I said, oh, my God, Debbie, you gave me a flower, which was my sister's name. But needless to say, to make it all short, there's a picture that my sister and I used to bicker over of our mother when she was, like, 23 years old. Beautiful, beautiful picture. Well, this exact flower is in that picture.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, Mama, you're here with me, and you're helping me because you understand what I'm going through. This was very difficult for me to go back there, because I did not ever want to go back there. So now, on the day of her wake, after the wake, my two older sons went out to her apartment, which is where I was staying, because I knew that I wouldn't be able to stay for the funeral, because my plane was leaving at 10:15, the funeral was at 10:30, and $200 was just not real easy for me to come up with to stay another day. And plus, I was really ready to go. Once I saw my sister off, from the moment I stepped in the door to the moment I took her to the emergency room and she ended up in ICU, I could feel myself breathing with her. I was okay with that, and she was at peace with that. So at this point, I thought, you know what? No, I'm ready to go back. So we outside. I'm seeing my sons off. They're going back to where they live, and the day after, I'm going to be leaving early in the morning, so I won't be able to see them. So they came out there, and they stayed with me. And we're outside. I believe this was the second night of the full moon that we just recently had, which was on a Friday. And I was looking up at the moon, and I said, oh, wow, look at that beautiful full moon, you all. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? And my sons looked up, and we all saw a circle around the moon and a cross going through it. And I looked it up because I pay attention to, you know, spiritual messages and symbols and things like that. And I looked up that shape. And it turns out to be a Celtic cross based off of, you know, I just Googled it.
Yeah.
Did you have picking up anything in reference to those experiences that I was having and the turmoil that is in my family and how it relates to me? And what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Because I feel a tremendous burden, and I always have ever since I was a little girl. And I told my mother we would go to church 7 days a week, and everybody was praying for, you know, the material things. And as a little girl, I just couldn't think but to pray for wisdom, because whatever God was, that's what I wanted to be. But it seems like my family has been my greatest adversary all my life, but yet I feel so responsible to do something to make a change, because there are some terrible tragedies that has happened and continue to happen in my family. But they don't value anything that I say. I'm the last person that they want to hear anything from. And I don't know what I ever did other than, you know, little foolish things when you're growing up.
Right.
But I don't know what I ever did to any one of them that makes them feel the way that they do toward me and all of the things that they have done to me.
Yes.
But when I saw that in the sky, I thought, okay, there's got to be some. What, okay, what are you all trying to tell me now? And so I said, you know what? I thought of you, Miss Blue.
Well, beautiful.
Truly, I did. I listened to the show often, but as of the last few weeks, in between school, you know, and trying to study and, you know, stay in contact with my children, it was not always easy.
Yes, well, it's
so I was determined to get
beautiful.
On tonight.
Well, beautiful. I am so glad that you got on, and, you know, I'm so glad you thought of me, and my condolences to you, you know, and I say it in a respectful way for you. I don't know how many of you are on Twitter, but I'm going to tweet this white flower I have here. And let me see if I can put it up really quick. If you're on Twitter, you'll be able to see it.
I'm not.
So that's okay. I mean, I can always say it to you. It's more metaphorically. Yeah, I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing here in just a second, guys. Hold on one second. Uh-oh. Okay. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. The first thing I want to kind of go to, and I want to ask you a question. As you were telling me this, I could just see the events unfolding, and your sister let me know that, you know, even though some would say it was very early for her, she was done. She was really, really done, and she was in a lot of pain, and she's no longer in pain.
She was.
She was in a lot of excruciating pain.
Oh, my God.
And that was the main thing for her, was so much pain, and the pain was actually causing more grief, she felt, for everyone. You know, she stayed as long as she did just really for the family and just those close to her that she loved. But let me ask you, who was the teacher? Who was the teacher? Who's the teacher or the nurse? Someone's a teacher or nurse.
Our mother.
Okay. So, all right. Well, your mother is definitely with her. And your mother is definitely there with her. And they are together. Now, your sister, your mother's passing, even though your mother's passing was considered by some early as well, too.
Your
mother is also saying that, you know, the number one thing is that your sister actually had more strength than her. Like she stayed. Does that make sense when I say that? Like your sister stayed.
My mother was 50 and my sister was 55.
Okay, so she said she's saying that she had more strength than her. And so your mother had a chance to really kind of greet her and bring her in. You know, this is something I talked about on the other shows. Before a soul gets ready to leave, there's actually sort of a preparation of 3 to 4 years prior to. You know, that they start to set things up. And even if you go back and you think about 3 or 4 years ago of your sister and just how she started to arrange her life and things about her life, it was almost as if on a higher level she knew that this was going to eventually be sort of where she
did
her transition.
She planned everything, Ms. Blue.
Yeah.
She planned every single thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
We didn't have to do anything but buy flowers from the sister and brothers.
Yes. So she's really, really showing that. Now, the white flower that you've seen, I want to talk about that because this is something your mother and your sister is telling me. What the white flower is symbolic for you, and your mother is even saying in the picture, that white flower, it's about accepting what is. And your mother says that she loves you, but one of the things that you don't do is you don't want to accept what is, and you've always been that way. And she loves that about you, but it has also caused you great grief and sadness, you know? So
yes.
That white flower is there to remind you to accept what is. And certainly it's not about you accepting what is for yourself, but for other people. And know that that burden of the family, because immediately I pulled a card for you, as I do for everyone who's calling tonight, from the Kim deck. And the card that came before you started telling the story was the Tree of Life. So immediately, saying that this has to do with family. This has to do with those roots. And it has to do with that. It has to do with the different seasons. And to begin to understand that you have a soul group that's very, very strong for you. And even though you were birthed into this family, one of the things for you is that, yes, work, taking care of yourself is important, but you never really, truly, truly struggled like some in this area. And the reason you have not to that degree is because this is the life, this is the incarnation that you came back so that you can have most of the foundational things taken care of. Not to a perfect level, you understand, but taken care of to the point where you can continue to evolve your soul. So that doesn't become a distraction for you. So it doesn't.
Oh my God.
Now, one of the things I want you to do, and you've seen the Celtic cross, and you've seen your children, and you've seen that, is a lot of things when it comes to when we start to study a lot about some of the Celtics and what they have. I want you to work with the goddess, and her name is the goddess Annie. That's her name.
Oh, my God. That was my sister's name.
Okay, see, it's all coming together.
And that's my middle name.
That's why I love knowing your magic. The goddess Annie immediately has shown herself to me. That is going to take you with the goddess Annie. Now, she is a Celtic goddess, and she's also a fairy queen. So she works with the fairy kingdom.
Oh, my God.
To the flower, and also to that. So I want you to study Annie. study Annie. Study her.
I will.
You know, yes, if you have it, this is such a divine message. You guys, this does my heart. See, when spirits come from the other side, they're not. Now, some cases they can be, but they're really not locked into a lot of things that they've been locked into in this consciousness. You know what I mean? And for that to be your sister's middle name, your sister's name, your name, and be that connection, and for you to see that, your sister understands and your mother, your level of consciousness. And so this is going to put you on the path. I want you to print out a picture, study her mythology.
Miss Blue, I already printed out a picture. This was like months ago when I was like putting up
beautiful.
An altar. And the picture of a fairy with the half crescent moon, and she looks like my sister, which is why I copied it. Yes.
Isn't that amazing how knowing your magic just.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
I'm not sad or anything. I'm not, you know, I want to cry, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I just feel so good to know that I know these things are real. And. The confirmation is just does my soul so good. So I don't need to worry about what my family thinks about me.
No, you don't need
anymore.
To worry about them. And no, you don't need to worry about it. Because, in fact, they all have their own evolution that they're going through. They have their own soul group. And, yes, you were birthed into that soul group. But you also have another soul group that you're more connected to. And so they are just here to remind you about accepting what is. And I want to say that's what your mother is saying about flower. And that is giving people the permission and giving them the ability to grow up. And one of the things that you can say, and I had a reading a couple of weeks ago with a sister, and she was going through some things. You know, spirit just really just kind of spoke to me, and I'll share this with you as well, is what you can say. And you can just say this in your house, or you can say this when you're alone. You can let everybody in your family, everybody in your life, you can let them off the hook. And you can tell them that you will no longer hold them responsible for your happiness. No longer. That you will no longer hold them responsible, because when we cannot accept what is, it is truly about us feeling that someone else or something else is responsible for our happiness, and that's not just the truth of it. We are all, you know, responsible for our own happiness, and we can generate that. Sometimes it's very difficult, I'm not going to lie to you, but at any time.
I know. And it is so well taken. Your wisdom is so well taken. But on that issue, one more quick thing, and I'm going to leave it there.
Yes.
Because I take all it in with so much positivity, and it's done wonders for me. But I found her diary, and I know she wanted me to see them because they were sitting there from the day I got there. And I never paid any attention to them. And I know my sister carried a lot of pain inside of her, as with all of us. And I found an entry in her diary. And I just cried. I just fell on her bed and cried because she was molested. And I thought, oh, my God. And a cousin and I were just sitting there talking about these things and how it's robbing our children and our women in particularly of their power.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, what do we do about this? Because this is still happening, I believe.
Well,
I thought, okay, Debbie, what do you want me to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this?
Okay.
And a voice said, tell Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a minister of the family. So do you think I should do that? Or should
I
just leave it alone?
Here's what I want to pass on to you, the message that your mother and the message that your sister left for you. And that is the white flower, that the picture that you guys took together, plus the physical flower you've seen, is accepting what is. Now,
okay.
I'm certainly not telling you that if you want to go and carry the flag for those who don't have a voice, go do that. But here's what I will tell you, that I want you to search your heart, because don't use your sister's pain, which she's not in, by the way. You understand?
Yes.
Don't use your sister's pain as an opportunity for you to not grow.
Okay. Okay.
You understand? Because you yourself have enough experiences from your own childhood that if that was pressing for you, you would have did that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Do you have a personal number? Because I believe I had it before. How can I contact you for a further reading?
You can contact me. Now, here's the thing. I have an amazing group of women, about 28 of them strong, that is going to be doing readings. Now, for me, December, I have taken everybody from 2014 and I have strategically, I won't say what I normally say, squished them. Because Sister Munya and squished them into 2013. And as of December, I am going to, for now, I don't know if it's forever, but I won't be doing readings. You can always contact me, though. And I want you to hear this and be very clear, because I still have people from all over the world contact me. You can always contact me. I will always get back with you. I am kind of backed up with the emails, but we will get back in touch with you. So
okay.
I never want anyone to feel like they cannot contact me because I'm not taking any more sessions. I am booked completely solid till the end of the year. But I will always do sessions here. And there are other things that I do as well, too, and other recommendations as well. So email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And we'll stay in touch. I am so glad that I can bring this divine message to you. Your mother and sister
too.
Are both smiling, along with your other ancestors that are there. And again, they send you love. You know, you want to maybe get you some fresh white flowers, cut them, and, you know, put them on your altar. Work with the goddess Annie. And you've already found that connection. And so I am so honored that I could verify that here for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace
so much.
To you.
Thank you.
Right.
You too, and all of the listeners and all of your comrades or whatever. I forgot we was on the radio. But I hope it helped somebody else. But thank you so much.
It helped everybody. So love to you. I love you so much.
Yes,
thank you
too, Miss Blue. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Oh, bye. Oh, wow. So powerful here. I'll take you there, you guys. 646-652-2711. We're going to go to the callers on the line. I'm just kind of jumping around here. That was amazing. I love it when spirits come through from the other side and we can see these divine messages because they're always around us, signs and symbols. It's about being present in the moment, because when we're not, that's when we miss things. That's when things slip by us, you know, so beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
I'm Kim.
Okay, greetings.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Albany,
New York.
New York.
So what's over you?
Well, I'm a little like aggravated. I'm tired of wearing this mask. I'm just tired. I just need a release. It seems like every 6 months I'm going through this change, and I don't know, Miss Blue. I'm just like, I'm in a rut right now. I'm trying to like get my career going, and it's just a hot mess right now. And my direction is off, and my focus is off, and it's like a roller coaster. I'm up and I'm down, and it's just weird. For some reason, around this time of year, I go through this thing.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people do. You know, this used to be a very tough time of year for me when I was young. This used to be a really tough time of year for me. It just seems like, you know, how when you're like a teenager, it seems like any boyfriend I had, this was the time of the year they would always cut things off. It's like, you know, joke. The joke became they didn't want to give out Christmas presents, you know, and birthday presents.
Wow.
So, you know, but yeah. But, Kim, do me a favor really, really quick. Do you have a pencil near you?
I can go grab one.
Can you grab a pencil really quick? We're going to do something here, and it's you know my crazy world, you guys. You're riding with me. Y'all are all riding with me. Oh, Elder Jarrell is in the room. I have to send this to him. Okay, so you have a pencil.
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
And kind of wave your hand over the pencil, so we're going to remove any kind of germs or... We're going to remove all kinds of stuff up off the pencil, okay?
Okay.
I want you to take pencil, and I want you to hold it in your hand. So, you know, like maybe your right hand has the pointer part, and then take your left hand and put it on the top points of the pencil.
Okay.
And I want you to take it, and I want you to open your mouth, and then I want you to put your pencil right on your teeth and bite them on it. Not extremely hard, don't break it, but bite them on it till you're smiling. So I can tell you're doing it right now, right? You're smiling, right? You're smiling. And this is so amazing. Like, this is some real science right here, you guys. Check it out. With that pencil inside of your mouth and you're smiling, let me tell you what it does. See, one thing about our mind is not smart at all. It is really some real crazy shit goes on in our mind. But one thing that the mind can't do, it can't process two different emotions at one time. And if you're smiling, it is physically, mentally, and spiritually out of alignment for you to feel sad, down, and blue. You can't do it, not that kind of blue, because, you know, blue is up. But can't feel down. You're not going to feel sad. You're not going to feel like that energy that was over you. It can't do that. So just by putting that in your mouth, just hold that just for a second there. You're going to feel the energy in your body. You can't help but laugh. You cannot help the. It is truly tapping to your cellular energy. So this is a quick trick for any of you. You know how sometimes those thoughts just jump in our mind and it really tries to play tricks on us and make us think all kinds of crazy things. Our energy gets to kind of sparking all over the place. Grab yourself a pencil, grab yourself a pen, put it in your mouth and smile. You understand? Smile. Because it will change your energy in your whole body. And when you start to change your thought, that frequency, that vibration, it begins to send it out. Because, see, the heart actually sends out more light and more frequency and more vibration than any other organ in the body, even the brain, you see.
Right.
And it starts to penetrate through your energy. You can take the pencil out for now, Kim.
Okay.
Keep that pencil close by. I want you to do that because that's another way that you can instantly sort of kind of get yourself kind of out of that funk. It's almost like, you know how your car, like if the battery dies in your car and you have to sort of kind of jump start your car, that automatically is going to jump start. That's your jump start. That's the way to do it. It's not.
Yeah.
And for those of you smarty pants out there that don't believe that that's true, let me tell you what you do. You take your non-dominant foot. And I want you to make circles. Go clockwise in a circle direction. So if you take your foot and you stick out and you go in circle, make it in circle directions.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to pick up a pen or a pencil and try to write the number 6. Your foot would automatically start going in the other direction. You cannot stop it.
Oh.
Wow. So it's like. Know that these things, when we, you know, that song, dun, 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 you know, your mind's playing tricks on you. Your mind truly does play tricks on you. It will play tricks on you, you understand? And so it is about really kind of getting into the center and getting into the core and essence of who you are. And not to say that sometimes it's not okay. It is okay to be upset. It is okay to feel down, because a lot of that energy really gives us the strength we need to get up and get moving and going to do the things in life that we need to do. There's a lot of value in that. I'm not telling you that. It's necessary. You understand? It is so necessary sometimes. But as women, what we have to be careful of is that we don't truly allow ourselves to be angry and let this expression out. So what happens is it starts to settle up in two places for us, particularly as women, in our heart and in our uterus, and sometimes even in our digestive tract and our liver, our bladders. This is where this energy sets up. And so these are some of the common areas for women that we suffer from problems in, because we're not allowing this anger to filter outside of our body. And so you have to find a way. So even if you want to get in your house and just scream as loud as you can, that's a great thing to do. You know, that's one of the things.
You know, Miss Bill, I'm going to cut you off, but I did a lot of crying today. I haven't cried in a long time. And I just cried.
You know, crying is good too. It's really to let the energy out. I wanted to talk to you about something, because I do see some leaks in your chakras, not your aura field, which is very different. But I do see some energy leaks coming out of the chakra, out of your back of your heart chakra. There, these leaks that are coming out. You know, it's the energy, your life force energy is kind of pouring out of you there. And so we're going to talk about what you can do to start to bring this energy back inside of your body and to hold this energy inside of your body, because that's important for you to do. The other thing for you, Kim, is, you know, the other thing that I want you to know is crying is good. That's good that you have given yourself permission to cry, but I also want you to know that you're going to need sunlight. And this is something for some of us, particularly those of us in the Western Hemisphere, because we're not getting as much sunlight, and the sun is being, some of the sun rays are being blocked by the clouds, that one of the things that you can do is you can actually get you what I call a happy lamp. Now, don't sleep on this happy lamp. This happy lamp is it's some real cool stuff, you know, because this happy lamp, what it does is it actually mimics the phases of the sun. And we are sun people. We are. And when you don't get enough sun, sun is just not about getting vitamins and minerals from that, but it is truly at the cellular level. It really helps to feed that energy into your body. You understand? Because our skin is our largest organ on our body. And when these rays begin to come in and they penetrate, for us who are sun people, it is really helping us filter our spirit and our energy and connecting ourselves with the cosmic and universal energy. And for some of us, we are very much impacted by how much of that light, that sun, that we get. We really are. And so I want you to look around for a happy lamp. You can find them at the malls, and they even have the clocks that go with it. So as, let's say you have to get up at 5 in the morning, then what will happen is the lamp will mimic the sun rising and the sun setting. And so it will mimic all of the phases of the sun, and so that you can still have that light around you. Because what I do see is that you have been indoors for quite a bit.
Yes.
And so you need to get out and get some sun. You know, that's one of the things, is definitely for you to get out and to get some sunlight. You need to get out and get into some sunlight there. But that's going to be the main thing for you. When you feel like you're getting into this energy of getting stuck, I want you to increase more green live foods into your diet. That's going to be key for you too. Just to kind of keep your energetic levels there. And then the other thing I want you to do is I want you to take all of your plans, all of your thoughts, and everything that you have set up so far for your business and what you want to do, and I want you to push that shit to the side and start all over.
Yes, okay.
You understand? Yes. Give yourself permission to do that. It's not to say that some of the things that you have already come up with, you won't come up before, but what you've done is you sort of kind of boxed yourself into a box. And so what happens is we kind of get locked into patterns. And these patterns, you know, we were just talking about this the other day. These patterns can be things like, it can be relationships. It can be, you know, our jobs. It can be dreams that we have. We get locked into these patterns. And so what happens is we move through this fulfillment. We're riding off of this energy of making something happen. Soon as it happens, then we no longer want that. And we need something else to satisfy what we just left. And it just becomes this repetition. And so we're going from either person to person to person, or going from thing to thing to thing, because nothing is satisfying us. You understand? Yes. And all along, every time that we get to it, we're like a kid going in the toy store. It's a new toy for us. We play with it till we get tired, and then we're ready to move on to something else, thinking that these things or this person or something is what is actually driving us.
Yes.
You see,
and that's
not what's driving you at all, and it shouldn't be. You understand? Because you'll never get true fulfillment there. You'll just be like a kid. You know how children get toys for their birthday? They play with it. It's the hottest shit on the block. They telling their friends about it, and then all of a sudden, when it gets bored to them, what changed? It's the same toy. You understand? It is that quest for wanting to do something new, which that comes to, and it's okay if you want to do that, but it's a never-ending quest. So it's about really understanding that you want life fulfillment, not moment fulfillment, you know, and really kind of switching your tone to that, because everything that you're trying to do for your business, that you've tried to do for yourself, you have done already. There is no mystery here. And you're still in the stage of trying to prove you can do it, but you've already done it. You understand? So let go of those ideas. Let those things go and just begin to start afresh and really just begin to allow the inspiration to move on you. You understand?
Yes.
You're not.
I really want to change jobs so bad. I've been on my job for 5 years, and it's really getting to me. I'm at a standstill. I'm not motivated. I can't move. It's just, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, but the job.
It's more to me.
Yeah, but the job didn't change.
No.
Do you get what I'm saying? Don't give all that energy to the job, because all you're going to do is go get another job and be there for 5 years and be like, oh, I can't move. How is a job not making your ass move?
You got that right. I'm notorious for doing shit like that. That's what I do. I mean, every 5 years I get tired of a job and I just move on.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Well, now it's time to grow up.
Yes, it is.
You understand? If you want to change your job, do it. But don't do it because you're in some pattern and you're some, you know, you're just some woman who can't be fulfilled, you know, and year is your marker. For some people, it's 30 days, 2 years, 8 months, or whatever. Don't let that be the driving force. You understand?
I know the deal. I know what time it is, but I think it's just a stubborn part that I use it as a crutch, and it's just bull crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
grow up.
Yeah, it is time to grow up, and
I'm really tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of it. It's
Yeah. Well, good. It's good to be tired. It's good to be nice and tired. I tell you, some of the best things in the world came out of people saying I'm tired, you know? So it's good to be tired. It's good to be tired of it, but it's also good for you to recognize that a healthy mind doesn't have to plan like that. You see, a healthy mind doesn't have to plan like that. It's really about being in the place of understanding that everything is working in your favor. And so what I want you to do is I want you to remember what I told you about the pencil and putting it in your mouth and really kind of helping you to get to the place where you can smile and you can, you know, you can really just be who you are, you know, and do that. And then I want you to sit down and I want you to write yourself a love letter. Because all of this shit that you're doing is just because you don't want to open up to love. This is what all this is about, is that you don't want to open up to love. And that love that I'm talking about is opening up to that love, you know, within you, you know? You haven't discovered all of those really great things about you. And so here is, I want to give you a magical statement. And this magical statement is, my heart is open.
My heart is open.
My heart is open. And before you go to bed at night, what I want you to do is I want you to picture a gate on your heart. And I want you to visualize that gate and see your heart opening. And I want you to think of some people that you want to send love to. And I want you to imagine yourself sending out love to them as you go to sleep. And I also want you to visualize seeing love coming back in through your heart. Into your heart chakra. See, just as I said that, of course, I'm over here and I have one of my crystals and I'm kind of working on your heart chakra, the back of your heart chakra. You're not leaking as much. Your energy has changed and your life work energy is coming back into your body. And I know you can feel it. I know everyone can hear it. But I want you to practice that, and I want you to begin to take that into a practice just like you did at the five-year mark of saying that this is it, it's over, this is your cutoff. I want you to take my heart is open. I want you to take that with you, and I want you to continuously work for that. I work for things in 90-day cycles. That kind of works for me, but I want you to begin to just work with my heart's open and practice at night when you're going to bed, sending love and receiving love, and so that you can see that infinite flow that is there for you. And get a happy lamp. Happy lamp. Get outside as much as you can in the daytime.
You know, before you go, I walk to work, and the crazy thing about it is when I walk to work, it's sunny. I walk on the shady side. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, that is bizarre. That's because weird. You need to get some sun. You really do. And when you're walking to work, I want nothing but happy thoughts from you, Kim. I don't care if you put that pencil in your mouth. You're walking to work going, I got to go up in this damn, all these stupid people, you're doing all that.
And I do. And I get on the bus with a screw face. That's terrible. But it's okay. I'm going to be all right. My heart is open, Miss Blue. My heart is open.
Well, beautiful. We can definitely feel it, so.
Okay. Thank you again, Miss Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and make sure you call back and let us know how it goes.
Yes, I will. Have a good night.
You too. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 832 is not saying anything. We're going to have to cut them off. All right, we're going to get to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646 again. You're live in remix. 646.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, you got cut off. Hold on a second. 646. Hello. Okay. All right, you guys, you got to take your phones off mute. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from Erica 609. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi. Hey, Ms. Blue. It's Mika calling from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. What's so for you, Nika, from New Jersey?
I really wanted to ask you about my job situation. I've had a lot of transition this year, and I basically just want to ask you about that. Like, if, yeah, that.
Okay, so what's the question about the job?
Well, because I've been I've been out on disability for some time, and I'm trying to go into permanent disability so I won't have to go back there. So I was just wondering about that aspect of it.
Okay, you've been out on disability, but you want to go into permanent disability because you don't like your job or because you're permanently disabled.
Well,
I know the truth. I just, you may not want to say it because you know. You know who listens.
Right. True that, but definitely. But, yeah, but, okay.
No. I mean,
I didn't know
what the rhetorical. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were asking me the question or.
Yeah, I kind of making a statement. Kind of statement question there. And I understand really the whole situation that you're in at this particular time. And one of the things that I want to tell you about is that you're coming into your power, and you know there's a portal that's actually opening up behind you, and so your spirit guides are showing me that is that you're actually getting ready to step more into your power than ever before. And one of the things I want to just kind of make you full aware of is that if you go into the point where you sort of send the message that you are permanently disabled, then that really is going against your own internal power.
Understood. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like I really, because, really, really was.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Once you do kind of take yourself off of disability and you go back to work, I don't really see you, Nika, staying on that job very long. I really see within the next three, it feels like. Now, I tell you guys all the time, I suck.
Yeah, one time, I know.
But it feels like about 3 to 6 months, there's going to be some other opportunities that open up for you. And it looks like it's going to be a friend of somebody by the name of Cheryl. It sounds like Cheryl. That is going to introduce you to something, and it's going to be a job that you know. Do you know someone named Cheryl?
I know someone named Cheryl, but not like I know them, you know?
So look out for that name, Cheryl, because usually I don't get names. And I will tell you the time that I have, they have contacted me back and said, you tell me I was going to get a job. My boss name would be Tony. Sure enough, it was Tony.
Wait, Miss Blue, I hear you broke up. Wait, what did you say?
I said, look out for the name Cheryl. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Look out for that name Cheryl, because I don't get names often. But when I do, people have contacted me back and said, you told me I was get a job by the guy named Tony, and it happened. Like, it happened
okay.
That way. So look out for that name Cheryl. It looks like a friend of a friend is going to introduce you to something, but it's going to be more in alignment of what you want, and it's going to have their hours and everything.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not the issue, but it's going to be closer to where you live. It's going to pay you more money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the job to make me permanently disabled. That's the thing. So, like, that's why I'm just, yeah. But,
no, they're
okay,
not.
I will.
They're not, but I want you to know that at this point you're in your power. And so you know how this goes, that
mm-hmm.
you can actually say certain things that will make go one way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you. Peace to the whole Remix family. Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you too.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 623, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 623. You're on mute, 623. Okay. I'm going to start. When people don't come to the phone, I'm going to start letting them. We're going to go to the next caller calking in from area code 214. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Yeah, this is Red. I didn't get to catch the show from the beginning, but I was just calling in to say hey and... thank you for the show.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
All right, keep listening.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 443. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Let's go. Greeting to the... Yes, greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Will from Baltimore.
Okay, greetings, Will from Baltimore.
I've been away for a little while. I haven't heard the show for a while. I'm glad to be back. I wanted to say peace to the Remix family.
Okay. All right. Good to have you back.
It was going in and out. What'd you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to try to see what I can do to fix that for you. Maybe that'll help. Is that a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So what's up for you, Will?
Well, I've been going through a lot of things, and I don't know. I just want to get right. You feel me? Like, I'm pretty sure you can see a lot of things that's, you know, been going on in my life. And,
yeah.
Like, tomorrow, you know, I had something I had to go to tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, you are. Tell the truth.
I would say, I mean, tomorrow just is, you know, is just part of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm not worried about it as much as, I don't know. I would say I'm more so into getting myself together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I will tell you this, that definitely, you know, when it comes to a lot of things that you've been going through now, and it hasn't just been for a couple of months. This has been like over a year or so. It actually maybe the last 3 years has been kind of
crazy.
Yeah, I'm kind of going a little further back. I thought I could stop soon, but no,
right.
It's like
keep going. A roller coaster.
Yeah, it's been a lot of ups and downs and a lot of things. Now, here's the thing that I want you to know. The good news is that I did pull a card for you. Tomorrow is going to be full of joy. It's going to be joy. It's going to turn out much better than you think. This is go. Situation is a go. It's still going to be a touch and go a little bit there. The worst of it is going to be behind you after tomorrow. The important thing that I want you to know at this particular time is that I want you to see yourself as sort of a metaphor of really giving birth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say for you as a brother, this is a time that you're beginning father, because every man father, every woman give birth. And so it's about you really being present and conscious to what you're bringing forth new in your life through your energy and everything that's in your world. And it really is about... Yes?
I don't mean to cut you off, right? But I had pulled some cards before I pressed one. And
what'd you pull?
I pulled four cards, but Get a New Story was one of the cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Card number four.
Okay.
But you can go ahead. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to let you know.
I hope you could see the synchronicity. I love that you're using the cards because Get a New Story is about giving birth. It's about giving birth to something new, something different. Being conscious of that. If you look at the being and Get a New Birth, they are walking away and walking into something, sort of the unknown going forward. And that's where you are right now. It's not about forgetting your past. It is certainly not about that, because you still have a lot of healing to do from all of these things in the last 3 years. And also a big part of that is accepting responsibility every step of the way for your role.
Right.
Does that make
sense?
You know? And really recognizing that responsibility is about responding to these things and recognizing that you got yourself intertwined into this. And so it's not about cutting a cord. You know, when we give birth, this is what brings most of us into our first set of trauma when we come into this world, is that immediately the cord cut. And we tend to mimic that throughout our lives, for situations, for people, for relationships, for things that we do. We want to just cut the cord and just run away. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't cut your own life off. Man.
Another one of the cards I pulled was Sister Monia, which she's carrying a baby.
Yeah, Sister Monia, and she's carrying baby Nine-Nine. Don't you love your magic? That beautiful?
Yeah.
So great confirmations for you. I want you to sit down, and what I want you to do is a lot of times projection is good. It's really, really good. And in your case, this is going to be excellent for you. I want you to take yourself all the way into the spring of next year, and I want you to write yourself a letter of waking up in the spring of next year and what you see yourself doing, where you're at, what's going on around you, and be very, very detailed in the letter. So get your blue pen, get your blue ink, because blue ink, you always find the original intent and I want you to handwrite yourself a letter and about where you're, what you're going to be doing 3 or 4 months from now. And really keep a letter, your altar, keep it close to you. I want you to read over it before you go to sleep. Just have that energy with you. So you can project yourself into the future in a way that really just helps you to, with love and ease and grace, move yourself into that space.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff. What other card did you pull? What was the other card you pulled?
Sister Mia. Body talk.
And body talk. Well, let me tell about Sister Mia. Whenever you get Sister Mia, I want you to think about being present in the moment, being 100% present wherever you are, to be present. Beautiful.
Right. And the last card was listen to your heart.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's good. That's a great reading. Make sure you over to the website and leave a comment as well as working with Kim Deck. You haven't. That's beautiful. But come back. I would love to hear what happened afterwards, you know, and we can talk about steps of you going forward from there. Okay. So peace and love.
Well, definitely.
Behind
peace
you.
And
I look forward to hearing from you soon. Peace and love. Hopefully. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. I love it when you guys are working with your decks and working with your cards and just doing your magic. Just doing your magic. All right. Why won't that go? Hold on a second, you guys. We slow motion over here. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hardly hear you.
Who's on the line?
This is Sonia Murray from Cincinnati.
Okay. Greetings.
How are you?
Did you say your whole, name?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm used to doing that, actually.
That's okay. I just was wondering if you said your whole name. I'm like, oh no.
Yes, I did. I'm used to putting an application somewhere, doing something. What's his name? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. What's so for you?
I've been listening to your show for the past 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
But I never called in before. I'm actually at a Y in my life right now, and I don't know which, you know, I know what I need to do, but I never have received a reading from anyone, actually. And I wanted to see, you know I got some issues and some things I'm going through and have been going through for a while, but, you know, I'm 33, actually. I just lost my father. I have a twin brother actually too. He's incarcerated, doing 22 years. He's been in there 11 years, and I know I left a part of me went with him. Haven't seen him to finder yet. So I just wanted to see what was going on, or if you see something, or you know.
Yeah, well, the first thing that I definitely want to tell you is, you know, you're a very strong sister, and I know you don't give yourself much credit for your strength, you know, that you had, but you're definitely a strong sister. So, you know, my love goes out to you, and just for you, you know, really persevering yourself and, you know, continuing to learn more about yourself every single step of the way and continue to move on your path. The first thing that I really want to say to you is that what comes up immediately for you is, yes, I feel your energy. It's kind of low when I get in your energy. I just want to cry. It's making me tear up, you know, a little bit here. My heart goes out to you. Here's a couple of things, though, I want to take you back to. And there's a marker coming for you. One, when you were 19 years old.
Yes.
And I want you to know that this is a good place for you here. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know it don't feel like it. It don't feel like it at all. It feels real kind of sucky, but it really does. And, you know, right now I'm looking at all of your spirit guides are with you, and you have a total of 9. And you also have an archway opening up.
Right.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. You know, it really is okay. It is. And everybody in the chat room is sending you hearts and love to you. But you have a total of 9 spirit guides that are around you at this particular time. And, you know, they're really, really here to work with you about evolving yourself and just creating. You understand what I'm saying? Just creating. Yes. Because one of the things that has been happening throughout your life is like just when you're getting ready to cross that line, it's like the gate closed.
Right.
You know? And you don't have to cross it. It's like everybody else gets to get across, but somehow the gate is closing on you.
I know.
That's not the truth of your story, because you're really on a completely different journey at this particular point in your life. And I'm taking you back to when you were 19 years old, because there were some significant things that happened around that time in your life. And some of the same energy, the feelings that you're feeling right now, is still that same heaviness that you dealt with around that time when you were 19 years old. And this is about evolving and being able to take your wisdom with you.
Yeah.
I keep getting some other stuff, and I'm going to speak on it in just a moment, but I'm trying to hold on because that's going to take us in a trust and believe when I say a whole nother direction. It really is about you living your life. You and I
right.
know that's difficult for you because you feel responsible for your brother and you miss him. And you know, the truth of the matter is that when you two souls came together, your brother decided his own path and he gets to do that,
right?
You know, right. And you get to do yours because you have been in prison for 11 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With your brother. When he went,
right. Yes.
You locked yourself into prison, and you stopped living, and you stopped going. And then now, anytime something with the relationship comes up, locks you back up again.
Yep.
That locks you back up again. It really does. So it's time now for us to create some different patterns for you. And it's time now to really start living from the inside out and moving yourself forward. And you know, I want you to work with a crystal. And the crystal I want you to work with is a clear quartz.
Right.
I love a clear quartz because it's transparent. You can see
right.
through. And see, for so much of your life, people have not been able to see through you.
I know.
You see, they have not been able to see through you. In fact, you haven't been able to see through you. And so I want you to start working with this clear quartz crystal because it is a great reflecting energy. It has a lot of reflecting energy. It really has a lot of projection energy as well, too. And it's a crystal that shines from the inside out.
Right.
You see? And this is what you should start doing. And, you know, the other thing about it is, and I'm sorry, we got so caught up in this. Tell me what your name is again, because you said your whole name and it threw me off. But just...
It's Sonia.
Okay, Sonia.
Yes.
So that just when you guys said, did you say your whole name? You said, yeah.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But just one of the things that I will tell you, Sonia, for you is that a big part of your work of coming back to the planet involves healing. You're a healer. You're a natural healer. And a lot of your healing is through your speaking and through you talking.
I know.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your work. That's your work right there.
I know. Well.
And so. Go ahead.
No, I'm just listening. Everything you were saying is. It's like almost like a switch, a light switch. So when you talked about the crystal, I totally understand that. I know why I was always into crystals or, you know, just I can just totally understand what are you talking about, basically. It's just I see my future. I see it clear. I work hard with trying to create and manifest my future. So I see it coming. It's like I'm not scared, but it's like it's a lot of things behind me. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I gotta help myself. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, here's one of the things that I want you. Know is that you're putting yourself in a position where you feel like you have to make a choice.
Right.
Between your work that you want to do and your happiness and that's so not true. You can actually have them. You can have it all. You don't have to make a choice. You don't, nor is it required for you to make a choice.
Right.
It's not required for you to do that. You know, really, it's not required. You have the components. You have the pieces there. So now it's about stop doing something that you've been doing. Stop talking about it and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You have to stop talking about it and you have to do it, you know, you just have to do it. Yeah, you have to do it. You can't talk about doing your work. You've talked about it too long. You've played with it too long. You've toyed with it too long. You have to do it. You have to do it. You do. You have to do it. And no more excuses can be accepted for you.
Right.
You know,
I know. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it. And you have to do it and know that even if you do it, you may fail at it.
Right. Yeah.
You understand?
At least I went there. I am. Totally,
yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to, you know.
And it's not a bad story. It's not a sad story. I know that you've been through some rough things, and you're a little HD. Love you, but
right?
You're a little HD, a little high drama.
Right.
But and it's okay to be. It's okay. It's okay to be.
Right.
But know that it's not about being the best. It's not about proving anybody right. It's not about showing them. It can be about none of that. Make it about you and just what you feel in your heart. You understand, so many people play games with what they came to the planet to do. And because of that, they never get the true blessing in it. You understand? They never get the blessing in it. You know? You know, it's not about a game. It's not about who can be the best. It's not about who knows the most. It's not about knowing absolutely everything. I certainly know I don't know everything, and nor do I want to. You understand?
Right.
I don't want to. It's not about any of that. It's not about who can have the fanciest things and pull the most, you know, people in. And you know, it's not about any of that. When it all comes down to it, it's about what you feel in your heart that is for you. You understand? That is truly for you. And you should not be able to be shook from that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know. I totally know. I know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of catching up to do, you know?
No, not really. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're exactly where you need to be. That's it, right? See, you're thinking you got to catch up. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're exactly where you need to be. Do not compare yourself to no one or no thing. No thing.
Nothing. Right.
Nothing. You're exactly where you need to be. Exactly where you need to be. How could you not be?
How can I not?
Yeah, how could you not be? Yeah. Mhm. Well, good stuff.
Well, so when is the next show?
The next show is
try to come.
Friday night is the next show.
Okay.
Yes. You can always reach out to me, email me, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on some of those. And they're asking in the chat room, are you self-invested? Probably not.
You know what? No, because I've been hearing, I've been seeing that lately on the website. And right now, no, I am not self-invested, but I plan to be.
All right.
I do want my prize. I do want my prize. I am going to get it. Okay? Sure. So.
All right. Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. You know what you got to do. And it's okay. Like my mother was just telling me, cry your tears, stomp your feet, and then pick yourself up and do what you got to do.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in kicking and screaming. You know, I don't know how I'm going to go out yet, but I know I came in kicking and screaming.
All right. All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Thanks for calling.
You.
All right.
Thanks, family.
Out.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Oh, gotta love it. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Shamika. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Ah, Shamika from Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Peace and greetings to you. How are you?
It's so good to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Likewise, likewise. So what's good for you this evening, Shamika?
Well, I was calling because I'm like at a place in my life right now where I need some direction. You know, I've been in a career. I have a new career for like a year now, and it's entry level, and I really want to know, like, where am I supposed to go with it? I have a long-distance relationship that I'm into, so I'm trying to figure out, like, really, really what I need to do. And honestly, I don't know, like, what I'm here on the earth to do, because I feel like that's what I should be doing every day, like, versus just, like, a job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I really
you know,
just want to know, like, what I'm here on this earth to do. I mean, cause I feel like I'm 31 now, and I should have a career, although I'm still entry-level in what I'm doing now. And then I know what I really want to do, but it's very competitive and very, very challenging. So I just want to know, like, you know, if I should pursue that or if I should kind of go the route that I'm going right now. And
okay. So you said you know what you want to do. Share with everybody what you want to do.
Well, I want to act. Right now, I work behind the scenes, though, in production film. So I'm behind the scenes right now. So I work in production. You know, I work, like, production for, like, commercials and music videos. But I really want to act, and I've grown up in Los Angeles. I mean, I used to act when I was younger. You know, I've had an agent since I was 7. I've had the same agent. You know, but it's really, you know, just challenging industry in itself. And right now I'm just on a whole other part of it, but that's what pays the bills, you know, like the whole production side of it, and it's kind of like a freelance job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, interesting enough, the card that I pulled for you was Peru. So I knew somewhere in there would be the dancing, the acting, the singing, you know, because Het Heru, she's that cosmic goddess that has a lot of movement and a lot of energy. One of the things that I will tell you is that where you're at right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. In fact, even though it doesn't matter what role that you're doing, you're already acting. You're already acting. Where you are right now, and I talked about this, the movie 50 Feet from Stardom, that's kind of where you are. So you kind of see things in the passing. So you may catch a glimpse of somebody getting ready to do a game show or getting ready to do some stuff and just catching glimpses of it. And what these are doing is they're forming negatives. They're forming pictures inside of your mind. And the fact that the feel is competitive is not enough to stop you. If it was, then you wouldn't sing. That's why I made you vocalize it, that you wanted to act.
Right.
You understand? So stop giving yourself barriers. Stop giving yourself blocks that don't really exist. What does the fact that it's very competitive have to do with you acting? What does that have to do with you?
Just, you know, when you tell people that you act, you know, they want to know, well, what have you done? You know, like, I mean, they want to just, you know.
Hold on. Are we talking about what other people think, or are we talking about what Shamika thinks? See, because you have not separated the story, and what you've done is you bought into everybody else's idea about what it is you say you want to do, and you can't do that with nothing. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If that were the case, and somebody said to me, oh, Ms. Blue, you wanna start a radio show? Do you know how many radio shows there is out there? Oh, you want to be a teacher? Do you know how many damn teachers it is out there? Oh, you be a doctor? Do you know how many doctors it is? What does that have to do with you? There is only one Shamika that is walking on this reality of Earth as we know it. It's only you. There's no one else.
Okay. I hear you. I guess it's just, you know, I have, like, my boyfriend, he's, like, kind of set in his career, and I struggle with the fact that I'm still trying to find something for myself.
Well, here's the thing. You're struggling because you are comparing yourself to everybody else. That's why you're struggling, because you think that you should have been acting. You think you should have been in those movies. You think you should have been up there accepting your award. You think you should have been there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get there with that kind of thought. You got to know that it is going to happen for you. Not that
Ted Haru, she's always been with me, like all my life. She's always there.
Well,
and I know that she definitely is about that, about joy and life.
That's right. That's right. But you ain't about that right now. Because you just told me everybody else's idea about you. So that tells me that you have made that an intricate part of your story. So when I get into your energy, it's very difficult for me to find the actress. She don't exist. You done covered her up with everybody else's story. So when someone energetically comes up to you, it's difficult for them to find you.
Okay.
Because you got all these other energetic ideas out there floating around. Oh, it's a very competitive field. So many people are there. And, oh, my boyfriend is establishing his career, but I'm not. And this is going on, but that's not. This is happening. Why would somebody call me on a show? I don't know. My crazy world. But you have all these different ideas about yourself. Can you really see yourself as an actor, as an actress, as doing what you say you really want to do? Or is it simply an idea?
Yeah, and that's what I struggle with, too, because in my head I'm thinking, well, is that what I was brought here to do, and how is that my work here on Earth? Like, I question that.
Why would you question something you know? You know why you're questioning it?
No.
You brought everybody else's idea about it into your idea. When you were young and you were acting, you weren't listening to what nobody told your ass it. You understand? So now you get grown, and now you're listening to what everybody else is telling you? How does that work?
Yeah, not everyone else, but just like the important people in your life.
Listen, those would be the worst people in your life when it comes to what you're supposed to be doing. No one is supposed to be an expert in your life other than you. No one else. If that is what you want to do, and that is what is truly inside of your heart, then you have to know it. You understand? And don't tell me you know that, because you don't. I hear this so much from people. Oh, I know, Ms. Blue. Oh, I know. No, the hell you don't. That's why you're doing it. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds good to say it. You understand? It sounds good to just pretend. And there is a place for pretending. But then we have to, at some point, we have to get into bring things. It has to really take place if it's going to happen.
Okay.
So you have to begin to start rebuilding yourself back and kick out all that other junk that everybody else has given you about your life and what you feel you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Tell me what you mean when you say okay. Because okay means it's a disconnect state. That means I am disengaging from what you're telling.
What I mean is that when I say okay, I'm thinking, okay, I have to create some type of regimen in which where I can basically, you know, just, I don't know, program my subconscious mind, you know, program out all the stuff, like you said, that I feel that other people have said, and program in the things that are going to strengthen me. That's what I'm about.
Yes and no. That's a route that you can take, but I'm just simply telling you to listen to what's in your heart and not what's in your mind. Because your mind is leading the show right now, and you're not acting yet. So see, when you become an actress, you can let your mind lead you, because you'll be reading a script. You understand? This is your life. This ain't no script. You need to step in and start living it. Recognize the fact that you can only work behind the scenes. Do you know that those are some of the greatest opportunities for some of the best actors and actresses in the whole world that have stepped themselves out front, that they were somewhere working behind the scenes? It's an opportunity for you to get a full scope of what it is that you say you're going to do. So when you get the opportunity to get in front of people, when you get the opportunity to be in front of the camera, you will understand what it took to get there. A big part of your life story is about understanding about the process, because the hardest part that you have struggled with throughout your whole life is following the process. You don't want to do the work. You want a shortcut.
Mm.
And there ain't no shortcut. There ain't no shortcut. Not in your life. There's no shortcut. There's only one straight right route that there is. There's only one straight route that you need to go on. Stop cutting yourself short. Stop it. You cut yourself short in your relationships. You cut yourself short when it comes to your jobs. You cut yourself short in your abilities. You cut yourself short everywhere you go. Stop cutting yourself short. Short. Take the time to build your craft. If this is your craft and this is what you want, then it takes time to build your craft. You don't take shortcuts with your craft. You take a shortcut when you're trying to hurry up and get to the grocery store before it closes. You don't take shortcuts with your life.
No shortcuts.
And you have been trying to take shortcuts, and every time you do, it sets you back about a good 8 years.
Mm.
So sit down. Write your acceptance speech of when you get that award, and put all of your heart into it. Put everything that you have into it. And when you read it back, you're going to know that you can't take no shortcuts. You're going to have to take the long way. And you're going to have to be present, and you're going to have to put in the work. You can't just sit around and bitch and complain because you got a job and it's not what you really want. That is not the way you get there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Peace and love to you, and I look forward seeing you on the big screen one day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Call us back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace. All right. No shortcuts, you guys. No shortcuts. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Hi, this is Torque. I'm from Hopewell, Virginia. I'm calling from D.C.
Okay. This is who?
Torque.
Torque. Ah.
Yeah.
Greetings, Torque.
Greetings, Miss Lou. Nice to meet you.
Haven't we met?
Huh? Haven't we met? Well, I listen to you all the time, but I never call for
He said, huh? all right, greetings. Yes, yes. What's so for you? What's so for you?
Huh?
What's good for you? What can I do for you?
Well, I think I just need a little help understanding myself more. I need my own space to. I think I need my own space to be creative and whatnot, to do some of the things I wanted to do.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, I want to stay in D.C. and I think I know what I want to do, but I think I need help positioning myself properly.
Mm. Boy, I tell you, y'all energy is all over the place tonight, and I am loving it. So tell us what you want to do.
Well, I made a decision long ago just to be an artist and entrepreneur. But it's getting kind of hard. I mean, I'm loving my life, and different things is opening up for me, but I think I still need to be more self-sufficient, and I need something to focus on, like, kind of definitely.
Yeah, because it's hard out here for a pimp.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you left yourself open for that one.
Yeah.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah. This is it.
So you're thinking, wow, this isn't working for me. What the heck? What do I need to do? I want to be an entrepreneur. I thought an entrepreneur meant I just get some shit and I sell it to you and my life is good. And you're an artist, and I love artists. Yeah. I love artists because y'all are so creative. We are so creative. Let me go ahead and throw that in there because I consider myself to be an artist as well, too. So do you rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen some I actually seen you perform. So let's do this. Let's have you perform for us live in the remix.
Okay. It is some say what I say may hit you from the left. A bae once say your shit is to the left. All packed up, pick it up and call Tyrone. Matter of fact, I got Erica on the phone. She said, Michael said, leave him alone. But brother Michael told my sister that you're not alone. Now I'm hearing that saxophone. I was with Sade at the time. She said, is it a crime? Why? Because you need where I deliver my rhymes? From the left hand, the right side of my mind. I find mine is a divine design. The architecture of my temple can't be drawn with no pencil, nah. And this can't be traced with no stencil. This template is essential. Who's the creator that sent you? Yo, this all took place in the mental, straight from the intro, blazing your instrumental. This from the soul, the flame in the middle, radiating in all directions, you needing protection. Sunblock from my sunspots, my gun cock, who goes there, you feel the solar flare, and then you're gone from here. No fear, just enforcing the issue with metaphorical pistols, trusting that no one will miss you. That's why I'm shooting the agreed-upon solution, being your execution. Suspense drama. I'm executive producer. Intense trauma like the Palmer, I direct the movement. You get into my music and just lose it. This new shit exclusive. Torque Shadi showing proving who the truth is.
Ah. Okay. That's nice.
Right?
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah, they giving you some props in the chat room.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good that you are definitely prepared. And so you doing your rhymes, and you trying to sell your rhymes.
Yeah. Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, I am. I think I just need to create more.
So you're an artist that don't create?
Sad, but so. I create, but I haven't been creating, I think, what I wanted in a while.
So let me get this straight, because I want to make sure I get this straight. You're an artist who don't create.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say that.
I just want to make sure.
I was telling my mother earlier that I've been more into creating situations for myself, and I'm trying to just create the right situation.
Okay. So let's stay with the storyline. You're an artist that don't create. Okay, so tell me about the entrepreneur side.
Well,
Don't tell me you are an entrepreneur that don't sell. Just don't do
that. Well, yeah, I am more in the creating into selling than I am into selling. But I'm just trying to.
Wait a minute. Okay, so tell me about the entrepreneur side.
Well, I just, with that side, is just really not wanting to, you know, work a 9-to-5 too much.
So you're not a real entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's more like a freelancer.
So I'm going to go back to my original thing that I said. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is why it's important to know your magic.
Yeah.
Okay, artists who don't create much. And an entrepreneur who don't really sell. So what was your question again?
What did you say?
What was your question again?
My question was, what do you see that I can, where I can begin to make my situation better?
I'm sorry. They are so bad in the chat room. I cannot look at them.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I have one more question because, see, your spirit guides is over here doing some real crazy stuff with me, too. But I have one more question for you. And I promise you, we're going to get down to some business. We're going to get down to business. And this last question is, you still stay with your mama, don't you?
Yeah. I stay with my mother sometimes. I'm in D.C. with my cousins now.
I have to sound the alarm. And I have to breathe. I have to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I have to breathe. Oh, gosh. First of all, let me say this. It's absolutely nothing wrong with you staying with your mother. I don't have a problem with you staying with your mama. My problem is you artists don't create. And my other big problem for you is that you're an artist that don't create and you're an entrepreneur that don't want to work. That's the problem. I think worst part of this is that you do stay with your mama from time to time and you don't really want to do nothing, you know? But let's see, Miss Blue's going to help you out. They go crazy in the chat room. You cannot, you're not in the chat, are you?
No.
Nah. They're crazy. Nah. Good. That's pretty good that you're not. That's good. Oh, it's really good that you're not in chat. But here's the thing. It's absolutely nothing wrong. I tell you that there are some days I wish I still stayed with my mom and dad. You know, I love my freedom and being able to have my own place and everything. But it's nothing wrong. I think too many times in our society, in our culture, especially with us as Black people, we think it's something wrong staying with your mom and daddy. It's not. But the problem, again, I have is that you don't want to work and you're a rapper, but you don't want to create. That's the problem.
Well, I do want to, but
no,
I'm just trying to get more into the zone of it. Because I feel like if I ain't got my own, then I got a lot more to work on.
No.
If I don't have
no, no.
No.
Here is the deal. I have to be serious, y'all. Can y'all please stop? Can y'all stop in the chat room? Can y'all please stop? I can't look at them. I'm gonna have to turn. I'm gonna have to turn my head away from them because they are doing the most. They are really doing the most right now. A couple of things for you. Do you have skills? Of course you do. I'm sure you've heard that before. Is that what you really want to do? No. You don't really want to rap. That ain't what you want to do.
No, not ever. I mean, I do, but I just want to... No,
you don't.
I guess put out some music for myself, but...
Yeah.
I've been doing that a long time. Nah.
Yeah, that's not really at the core. That's not really at your heart. That's not really what you want to do. And work, you really don't want to work, but it's not because you don't want to work. It's because you don't know how to work. Does that make sense?
I think it do.
Yeah. You really don't know how to work. When I say you don't know how to work, I mean, and be able to take care of yourself. And,
right.
You know, this is something that, unfortunately, for a lot of our brothers and sisters, too, but a lot of our brothers really don't have this skill set. And so for you, you either see things that you see to be beneath you, or you see things that you feel like you want to do, but you're really not qualified to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 Well, it really, this is what I want you to think about, that whenever you get a job, whatever it is, it is always you working for yourself. You're only going to be working for yourself. And at some point, you're going to have to be able to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that because your cousin, your mama, pretty soon, them two going to be like, look at him. You're going to have to do something. You understand?
Yeah.
I know you thought about at one time going back to school, correct?
I think at one time, but I don't really want to do that either.
I want to go back to school.
A couple of people suggested it to me, like, why don't you go back to school? And I like to study a lot, but I just didn't want to go back to school.
And that's fine, too. So, you know, I'm really kind of getting into your energy. This is why I'm kind of taking it this. So let me ask you a question, because I really am not just here to, you know, I don't want to just tell your fortune for you, but or tell you what could possibly be the future for you. But I'm gonna shed some light on that so you can see if you keep going, what's going to end up happening. But I want to ask you a question. What do you want to do with your life?
I want to be like a mogul, really, and I want to just start from my sketches, just expanding from all my ideas that's on paper and things that I've worked on for a long time. I just always just picture just being a mogul. And,
but you do realize that takes work, and you don't want to do no work.
I do want to work, but I guess I don't want to work for just anybody. That's what I always said, but I'm ready to work.
Yeah, but who could you work? Who are you really working for other than yourself? That's
right.
The only person you can ever work for.
Right.
So whether that is you working at McDonald's or working at the corner store so you can get the money to do what you need to do, I mean, I want you to process this in your mind that you have to work to do this. And you're not even putting in work into being a mogul. I could see if you was out hustling and you're like, hey, Ms. Lou, I got this, I got that, and working. You're not even doing that. You don't even want to work. No, that's really real talk.
Yeah.
And what you don't want to happen is for you to end up somewhere and really don't have no place to stay. You go on a joke about being homeless, but you about to be homeless for real.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely time for you to get a plan and we put it into action and stop drawing paper. Your paper days should have been over. You had plenty enough time to write this plan out and start to execute it. That takes work. It takes work to show up. That takes sacrifice. You can't sit around all day dreaming, getting high, kicking it with the fellas. That's not how you're going to get there. That doesn't build moguls. What mogul do you know that you studied that's how you got to the top? Tell them one.
Hello?
Tell me one. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I can't think of none.
You can't think of none. So let me ask you, and that's fine that you want to be the first. You want to be the first to say that you did nothing to say. But see, let me tell you what happens if you do not take over your own free will. Somebody else is going to take it over for you. And then they're going to tell you what to do. They're going to tell you what you're going to be. And those things are going to start dictating your behavior. And that's where the real pimp game comes in. Because we have so many of our young black men out here being pimped by what they see on television, being pimped on the idea of what they think is coming up. They're being pimped by this.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we're losing more and more every single day. You have your consciousness, you have your mind, you have people who, for lack of a better word, are supporting you. And you don't want to fall off your ass and go do what you say you want to do. You're not a baby. Because, see, if you were a baby, then I tell your ass what time to eat. I tell your ass what time to go to sleep. I tell you what you wear. And I tell you who you're going to play with and who you're not going to play with. And too much of what's going on is that our young black men are going from being babies to being prisoners. Because they're so used to being told what to do. You want to be a true free thinker? You want to be a true mogul, as you say it? Then you have to get off your ass and do some real shit. Because you're not doing nothing. You're not even talking shit, which is even worse.
I don't know what you said.
You're not even talking. Let me be clear. You're not even talking shit, which is worse. What you're doing is sitting around being a freeloader. So
I feel
somebody,
that. I really don't want to do that.
Okay, well then, guess what? By the time I call in next week, I guess you would have had to do it again. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I said, then you keep saying that's not what you want to do, but that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
So, it might just be, I guess, just simpler than what I'm making it, huh?
Well, it's not simple at all. I'm not going to tell you that. It's simple, but it is easy. How about that's the best bet? It's simple, but it's not easy. But you're not doing nothing. So, therefore, nothing from nothing leaves what?
Nothing.
There you go. You have to do something. You have a lot of intuitive energy. Your third eye is wide open, but you're not doing anything with it. So, as a result, you're poverty with consciousness. That's it. You're not even a man. I'm talking to a boy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do something. You understand? I don't care what it is, but start at least contributing to what you say you want instead of having other people take care of you. You got a cell phone. Use it. Time.
Yeah.
It's past time. It really is.
Uh-huh.
Now, I will tell you that I did look in your records. You didn't take a vow of poverty, but one of the things that I love so much about humans and being on Earth is you can change that because that's where your ass is headed. So a lot of them homeless people you walking by, that's where you're headed. You do know that.
Yeah.
That's where you're headed. That's where you're headed. You got all these ideas and you got all these things you want to do, but you ain't doing it. But who's stopping you? Let's hear the story. Who's stopping you?
Nobody but me.
No, really. Who's stopping you? Because you think somebody is truly stopping you. Who's stopping you?
Nobody's stopping me.
Who is?
I said nobody. Nobody but me.
No, somebody's stopping you. No. You did not call on this phone to think that you were stopping yourself. Who's stopping you? I really want you to tell me who is stopping you.
From doing what you say? From
doing what you say you want to do. Yeah, who's stopping you?
I guess things I feel responsible for around me. Just maintaining what I do have. Taking up time.
What are you maintaining?
I say, huh?
What are you maintaining? Tell me what you maintain.
Just the relations I have. The relations I have to stay where I can. And I see the only work I do is maintaining that, I think. I feel.
The only work you do is go beg your mama to come stay with her. That's what you're telling me? What is work you do?
I call myself sticking around, hanging out. I mean, not hanging out, helping out. Helping wherever I can to try to use as a platform to spring forth for myself. But I haven't been springing forth. And I don't know what exactly.
Wait, stop. So what do you help your mom do?
What I help her do?
Yes.
Well, just around the house. I take care of my grandmother. I try to help do that, but I run
to
D.C. You know, my grandmother, I guess, don't like to be alone. a lot. She got a nurse, but I'm there a lot, and I feel that's I haven't been working because I've been where I belong. I thought, but I just want my own now.
Okay, so taking care of grandmother is what you do. That's your work.
Right, and then the things that I like to do, I've been doing a lot of things with my cousin that I feel is progressive, going in the areas that I want to be. Like, I want to stay in D.C. and do the things. I work with the cameras with photography and videography. But I think that's, I haven't made, I guess, more of myself with that either.
No, you haven't. You know, one of the things that I will tell you, it's beautiful for you to take care of your grandmother, but your grandmother, while you're taking care of her, is not stopping you from doing what you need to do. It's not stopping you.
I didn't want to say it like that, but that's why I said it's nothing but me, but the things that I feel responsible for.
Well, you know, we're all, you know, as an adult, you have to be responsible for a whole lot of things. You understand? I can't say because I got a daughter, I can't go to work because I'm responsible for my daughter. You know, I can't say that I can't work because I'm responsible for my daughter. I can't do the remix because I got a daughter.
But I wanted to ask you, too, is... I'm like, what do you think is the best work you see for me? Like the best basic direction.
The best basic direction for you is for you to really get yourself centered and clear, because you're not clear. You're all over the place. That's how I see you. Energetically, your energy is all over the place, scattered. And so the first thing for you is going to be bring yourself together, to bring yourself whole and really sit yourself down and have that honest conversation with yourself. And then begin to put this in order, because you're wasting a whole lot of time doing nothing. But here's the thing. You've tricked yourself into believing that you're doing something. That little bit of stuff that you got to do, it don't take all day to do. You just may take all day to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to begin to get yourself in a position so that you can have some sort of structure in your life. You don't have any kind of structure. You just kind of, whatever comes up is whatever you do, and you go here, and you need structures. People need to get out of structure. You need structure. You need to be able to have a clear and focused mind to say that it's Monday and this is what's going to happen for me on Monday. Here are some of the things that you do need to take care of on Monday, and this is what I need to do, and at this time I need to be here, and I need to turn around and make sure I take care of this on Monday. You need to do that. You need to sit down and you need to give yourself structure. And in between time, you running your ass around for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make time to start investing in you. When was the last time you got a haircut?
Around my birthday, and that was like August.
Yes. When was the last time you did something for you?
You're coming up here.
Okay, that's a start. But you've got to be clear to be able to see yourself and be clear at where you see yourself at. Sit down, get you a piece of paper. I don't care if it's a brown paper bag, and I want you to write out what you have to take care of on Monday, what you're responsible for. And I want you to say and put some time on it. Most people try to get them out of time. Your ass needs to get into time.
Mm-hmm.
because you have no structure. You need to start building some sort of structure around your life, because that structure for you is going to be key for foundation. I see you standing in a puddle of water on a log trying to balance yourself. Pretty soon, you're going to fall and you're going to drown. So build a solid foundation so you know. Start giving yourself some time. I don't care if you do it by the sun and say, I need to be up and I need to be fully dressed by 7 in the morning. I don't care if I have nowhere to go. Get ready to give yourself a purpose, because you don't have true purpose. You don't even see things that you're doing as far as your grandmother and as far as other things. You don't even see that as a purpose for you. So give yourself a purpose to live, because you don't have a real purpose for living. So whether that's, I'm going to get up tomorrow, it's the day I go see my mother, and I spend 20 minutes with my mother. Give yourself a purpose. You don't have one. You just round here free-falling like a damn nut up the tree. And then you'll be able to see and put your life and put pieces where they need to go for yourself. Stop telling people you a damn rapper because, you know, you don't want to rap. Stop telling people you want to be an entrepreneur. That's not what you want to be. You want to be a mogul, then say you want to be a mogul. But you got to do some mogul shit. So start looking at all of these things that you're doing as you being the mogul, and most know how to manage shit. You can't manage you. So start practicing with your own life. And all of those dreams you have on paper, they are all possible. Everything is possible for you. But you have to be able to see it. But you can't see right now. You're blind as hell. You're moving around in the dark.
Mhm.
All right.
Yeah. Can you tell me how many spirit guides you see around?
Mm-hmm. You have 7 spirit guides around you because they're trying to help you realize God is self-realization.
Right.
That's one of their main purposes. They're trying to get you to realize who you really are, not who you're pretending to be, but who you really are.
Right.
Talk to them. Get to working with your spirit guides. And start mapping out your day. As soon as we get off the phone, start mapping your day out. Start being that mogul in your own life. Because, see, moguls don't waste time. Because time is very valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
So stop wasting time. You can get on with life for who you really are supposed to be, and not who you're pretending to be.
All right.
All right. All right. So peace and love to you. All right. Well, call us back when you get to that mogul status.
I got you. All right.
All right. And get a haircut.
All right.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, my goodness. I'll take you there, you guys. We have about 4 minutes left to go in the forum. What a night. I feel like I can play that song. I really feel like I could play that song. What a night. I'll take you there. You guys, you know, we have 4 minutes left to go. And first thing I want to say is I just want to thank everybody for hanging in there and listening to the share tonight. It's always wonderful when so many of us come together and we're able to share and we're able to, you know, really kind of share stories with each other and just kind of put all of our differences aside from our different backgrounds that we come from and really just kind of begin to look at things through our higher selves and really get a different level of understanding of being able to look at this thing that we call life from so many different angles. And it always does my heart well when we can talk, and particularly when we can talk to those who've crossed over to the other side. Really, when we can start talking to ourselves right here in our higher self, that's always amazing as well, too. I want to remind you guys that this show and all the shows are available for you to download. You can download them right here on the Remix. You can go over to iTunes and download them. You can download them to your MP3 device as well. You get the Remix app, and you can listen to the shows over and over again. They're on demand, and they're there for you. And we get such a wealth of information when we all come together and really, really just sharing this moment. So it's always really, really good when we're talking about practical spirituality and understanding that all of these things are available here to help us along our path and our journeys that we can use as tools and just keep us in alignment with our own magic, because knowing your magic is about living life with the okay. I don't know if you guys didn't hear me. Much love, warm spirit. See you guys on the flip side. Download, download, download. Make sure if you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you guys. Email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4 blue, or go to Facebook, go to Twitter so that we can talk, so we can talk about what's going on with everybody. And so we're going to get out of here. We're in the after hours. Much love, warm spirit. And it's just so good to connect with you guys. We're going to get out of here. I see all of you on the phone lines. I don't know what's going on. Like, the lines going really cool.